This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, normally on Fridays, we have Elliot on the phone, but because we're here in the studio, we have Elliot here. We are blessed. This Elliot Shore Parks appearance brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliot, in your wildest dreams, could you have ever imagined that the defense of this particular football team this year would be as awesome as they are?
It's called a big dose of D.
So I will say, I did say in training camp, I thought they would be a top 10 defense. Just putting that out there. But I never thought they would be this good.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being a top 10 defense where it's, you know, 22 points a game, whatever, and being this good. And I think what they've accomplished this year that I didn't think they would accomplish is the amount of confidence they have earned from the fan base and the team is surprising to me. Like, we can debate, and I heard Ike say this earlier, I think it's right. Like, you can't compare them to all-time great Eagles defenses yet. But just in terms of a level of confidence, I can't remember the last time there was a defense this good. Like, I stood up for the 2022 defense all year. But even I, when they went up against great quarterbacks, said, well, guess what? When you play great quarterbacks, that's what's going to happen. It doesn't happen on this defense. Like, Joe Burrow, they shut him down. I know the Saints now are not great, but when they went into that Saints game, they were averaging like 40 points a game. Mm-hmm. And then obviously we saw what they did last night. So what's just surprising to me is how much confidence I have in them. I didn't think it would get to that level.
I'd say the biggest thing that surprises me is how good they play without a consistent pass rush.
Yes.
Yes.
It's very difficult to play defense at this level and have sustained success without having a dominant front. And while they'll flash and do some good things from time to time, that front doesn't, other than Jalen Carter, doesn't put fear in an opposing offensive line.
I mean, Josh Sweat has 6 sacks in, what, nine games now? Is it 10 games? Which is not a bad output.
No, he's been fine.
No one goes into that game thinking, all right, we got to figure out how to stop.
Yeah, Josh Sweat.
And what I think is surprising about it is in our time, like covering and following the Eagles, it's always been the opposite. Like,
yes.
It's always been,
yes,
they start with a great defensive line, and then the back seven figures it out.
Yep.
What I didn't take into account at the trade deadline, where I was like, you got to trade for somebody, you got to get somebody, is the back seven has made the front four better.
Yep.
And that's probably the first time in my Eagles covering time I can think of that happening.
Yeah, and it allows all of that stuff allows Fangio to get a little creative with who's rushing the passer. And I think there's two reasons that people have gravitated to them. First of all, I think fans love young players.
Yep.
And being able to get behind Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, and I think that it's exciting because you can think about the future, not just right now. The other thing is they hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
And people like defense where they can see, not just the points, you can see it happening.
Yeah, this is a deep.
Bond hits and Dean that hits Bond, and Mitchell hits.
There we go.
It's the defensive city, man.
It always has been.
It's good to be back, too. It's no
Jack's
longer a luxury.
Brand of football. Yeah, you can be proud of the Eagles again.
Dude, they have an upgraded coordinator from 2022, 100%. It's good to be,
probably.
It's good to be proud in the D again.
I mean, that Zach Bond hit on fourth down on Jaden Daniels.
It was incredible.
Was one of the harder, impactful hits. I mean, really, can you think of one since, like, the Dawkins hit on Crumpler? Like,
Would you relax? I mean, think of one.
Everything.
Dude, Malcolm Jenkins lit up Brandon Cooks in
the
Super
Bowl. That was a good one. Okay, that's
right.
A good one. I didn't say there was none. I said,
Reggie
can you
Brown,
think of
Reggie
any?
Bush.
That's another good one.
Yeah.
You didn't really think at all.
So you can think of one since the Sheldon Brown one, which was like 13 years ago.
Carl Banks hit off of Mitch Williams
was a big hit. We all remember. Yes, exactly.
You know, Gary wants to talk about the defense. Gary, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
I'm sorry, Jack. I didn't realize when you said I like D 10 times, and I didn't say it back. But what you were getting at, Paul.
Yeah.
And
welcome to the show, Gary.
Yeah.
I know. Accountability. Chuck did not say hi to Jack.
Mm.
Yeah, well, the callers are,
had a long conversation before we even got
the callers are slipping on acknowledging me as a part of the show.
I think what happens is they've already talked to you,
Jack,
so they think. But
yeah, but that means I get no credit on the air,
and we need everyone to address
exactly.
Jack as well.
You can't let it get out of hand.
I have a second kid on the way.
Yeah.
I don't know why that matters.
Well, because it's affecting my paycheck.
Oh, yes. Okay, right.
Names on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Gary.
And before we talk about the day, if we're talking about caller crime, the VAR guy, Denzel Ward is called the warden.
Yes.
Q for Q.
Yeah, that was wrong. Yep. We're not going to call Q the warden. His nickname is his nickname's Q. That's what everybody calls him.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. It's a great nickname.
Yes.
Yep.
The gang tackling last night was just insane. On that Slay tackle, if that guy is so lucky to Slay tackle him because he didn't, Cooper was going to clean him up like nobody's business.
How about Slay hitting somebody last night?
Did you see Slay?
That's it's a contagious thing where he's getting into it. He's like, all right, I'll hit too. The other big hit that goes a little under discussed is that N'Kobe tackle in the open field Daniels on third down. I mean, that's a really
that
tough
easy,
play to make. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alligator tackle, you know what I'm saying, Ike?
Yes, sir.
Me too.
Ike knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Gary. Thank you for the call. All right. So I want to get to the quarterback real quick, and then we have somebody's called back, so we'll get to that in a moment as well. Your big proclamation yesterday,
yes,
was that last night is on Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
And it's got to be a star night. It's prime time.
Yep.
Jaden Daniels played bad for sure, but Jalen separately, you were judging last night's game and putting it on Jalen. He did not play well last night.
He did not.
So what is your next day?
Like, yeah.
Where are you with it?
So he did outplay Jaden Daniels. Like he did. And he won
he
the
did.
Game.
He
and
did.
I think last night is kind of the perfect Jalen game in a way, because you watch it live and you watch it this morning. And there were so many plays out there to be made that I didn't think he made. But he won the game, and I think if we want to look at it through like a realistic expectation for the rest of this year, last night is an example of why they can win the Super Bowl with him, because he doesn't make the big mistake to lose the game. He did not play great, for sure. Like, he missed guys. I think he's regressed over the past 2 weeks.
He has.
But if he plays that level of football he did last night, yeah, they can win the Super Bowl with them, because if they don't turn the ball over, you saw last night, eventually Saquon will make a play. Eventually he'll make another one. AJ will make a play. The defense is obviously outstanding. So
what you're doing is talking about the rest of the team.
Yeah,
not him,
well, that's
though.
Part of it, though.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, yes, you are right that Jalen did not carry them to the win. But with the team around him, which is the situation we are in, if he doesn't make a mistake, That's a big deal. Like, the turning point in that game in a lot of ways was the mistake Jaden Daniels made, the interception he threw. The Eagles went from up 19-10 to 26-10 in a blink of like an eye, right? If he doesn't throw that interception, maybe they drive down the field. Who knows what happens? Jalen didn't make the mistake that made things go from bad to worse. And that's what they need out of him.
Well, and you said he won the game, and it's crazy because there was a play, I think it was early in the third quarter, when Jayden Daniels was running for a first down,
yeah,
and Saquon jumped in and stopped him. And then Saquon, or Jalen rather, had, I think it was like 24 carries for 140
yards.
Well, no,
and he did have the interception off Jayden Daniels, too.
Did.
I don't know if you saw that,
yes,
which was awesome.
So, but, which is why he deserves credit for the win.
Yeah, well, he absolutely deserves credit for the win. Yeah. I mean, he does. Like,
can you just say he played bad?
I started with he played bad.
Okay.
He played bad. And I watched it today, and I thought he played worse. There are so many plays out there that he should have made. Like, easy plays, right? But you can't overlook the fact that he's now won again. And that is part of who he is. It just is what it is. You can appreciate it. You cannot appreciate it. It really doesn't matter.
So let me ask you something else. If the, let's say the defense didn't play quite as well.
Then they probably would have lost.
Okay. So,
right.
So like, let's just, and I don't want to belabor it, but also there will be a point where we talk about leaving points on the field. There will be a point where leaving points on the field hurts them.
There absolutely might be.
Yeah.
There might be, but it is worth noting that in a game that was tight, he's not the quarterback that blinked first. And that's what I wanted to see last night. Jayden Daniels was the one that blinked first. He was the one that effectively ended the game with that interception. Jalen could have done
because
that.
He was forced to throw because he was down. So,
But to be fair, Jalen, they were losing that game at halftime. It was a close game almost the entire time. He had pressure on him. He threw it 28 times. It was not like an 18-attempt game.
True.
And the ball didn't go in danger's way one time.
Hold up. So my favorite part is they're down at halftime. Their first drive of the third quarter, what they run, 10 straight times to score a touchdown?
Yeah.
So, like, that's all. That's
and
all
right before halftime, too. Yeah.
Again, I did not say he carried to him. Gary carried them to win. What I'm saying is the way he played last night, taking care of the ball, they will win 8 out of 10 games with him playing that way.
Here's what. Oh,
and yes,
sorry,
it's part of the roster, which is part of it. But like the style they need him to play, he plays.
And there was a point in the game they were still losing 10-6, and I think we were backed up on maybe like the 5-yard line, 10-yard line, somewhere like that. And I tweeted out. That's why I just had to go look at the tweet, and I said, okay, Jalen, you need to step up on this drive and start making plays, whether it's with your arm or with your legs, don't matter. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's the drive they went down and eventually got the touchdown. And it wasn't a bunch of throws, but it was some throws in there. He did some things with his legs. That fourth quarter, and to Elliott's point, and this is probably why I lean a little more with Elliott in this sense that you can win with him. Not that he played great last night or even very good last night. He played okay last night. But the fourth quarter, when plays needed to be made, he made plays. The pass to Dallas Goedert up the sideline. You know, the run where he stretched to get the first
third
down.
And seven.
Yeah, the
got
third
seven
and seven
yards.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, he did make plays late in the game where, as opposed to doing things to cost your team the game.
Where I would put it is, I agree they can win with him.
Mm-hmm.
My worry is that he could be the reason that they don't win well.
And that's legitimate.
Yeah. I'll say this, too.
that's legit.
I heard the open of the show. We're talking about it now. I think everything you're saying is absolutely fair. I think there is a real world where the weakest part of this team is Jalen. I don't disagree with you on that. But I also
think that's a little strong.
Well, but I think we do this thing with Jalen where it's like, well, in this hypothetical world, he can't win. Or what if this happens and he can't win? Or what about this? Like, if it comes to the point where they're in Detroit and they lose that game 37-23 because he can't move the ball, we'll see.
And we're gonna talk about
But right now, there's been really not a ton of indications. I mean, they were in one shootout this year and they won it with Jalen, for what it's worth. The Packers game was a shootout.
I don't even remember. Yeah, but the
it feels like
game,
that was. I mean, it was. The defense kept him in early and he played poorly. But what was that game?
32. Oh,
yeah, I mean, that was a shootout, right? So they've been in one shootout and he made plays late. In the Super Bowl, he did not, like, he had the fumble, which mattered. But he played pretty well in that game. So,
and he had the fumble early.
Against Kansas City.
No, against Kansas City.
Yeah,
that was the first half fumble. I mean, when he got the ball in the Super Bowl, the couple times that he did, they went down and scored, except Nick kicked the field goal on 4th and 6. He should have
been aggressive. I agree. Yeah. But Buffalo last year was a shootout. They won that one. So he has shown he can win shootouts. He didn't have to do it last night. And so I'm happy that he took care of the ball and wasn't reckless with it, because that's what last night required.
Yeah, but he also could have, the game could have been a blowout if he does his job early. You know,
that's fair. Yeah.
I agree with that.
So here's what Ryan Fitzpatrick said last night about Jalen. Well, I mean, AJ was visibly frustrated last night.
As was Devonta.
Yeah, and I can
understand
it. I can understand it, yes.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. Now, Chuck rejoins us. For anyone who doesn't know, Chuck left the afternoon show and has been calling recently. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike, boy, give my apology. Listen, let me say this, right?
Yeah.
You know what you did, Spike. You know what you did. But I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to make this about me.
Well, you are.
We would never do that.
What did I do? You were mad that I didn't get to your call quick enough.
No. This is about the Eagles win after Vic Grant. And I, never thought that Bryce Harper listened to this show because of me. I'm serious, man.
Well, that didn't really cross our mind.
No, that's not what we were saying. That he listens to the show because of you.
Yeah, that's not what we were saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did we lose Chuck?
No, he's hanging up on us.
Oh, my God.
This is drama.
It's hard to watch you guys fight.
I love you both. I know what I did. What did I do? Like, he's the one that was texting me and stuff. I didn't do anything to Chuck. He's just mad I didn't take his call quick enough. Come on, grow up.
Feels like a regression. We're in a good spot.
Yeah.
I just love you both. I want to see you in good places.
Yeah.
My lover, not a fighter.
Have fun calling Hugh and Joe at 12:30 or something. By the way, no more. This is what I'm saying, Jack. If he calls again, the only way I'm going to go to him is...
I would say let's not go to him.
Okay.
Enough is enough.
Okay.
Enough is enough. We're on the air and people are listening to this. Yeah, this is not a private call that we're doing here.
Coach Sirianni. So this is two straight weeks where there hasn't been any Coach Sirianni discussion afterwards, which seems like
a win.
But
he did coach last night.
He did coach.
Okay.
No. We said the same thing.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Their resolve, I think, is you have to credit to him.
Right.
That stick-to-itiveness, the stick-together stuff that we see in the locker room and, trying to pump up Jake Elliott afterwards, they get credit for being that way, but you also, that is a reflection of the coach. I do feel like at some point soon, and it feels like it's starting to swing a little bit, the Nick Sirianni thing will swing back the other way.
In a positive way, you mean.
I think
I think he belongs in the Coach of the Year discussion. If you look at what he's done this year, the team's record, and people will go, well, he was supposed to win. Not really. He started the year as one of the coaches on the hot seat around the league, right?
So why would Dan Campbell be in the Coach of the Year discussion? He's supposed to win, too.
Well, right. And my thing with Dan Campbell is, who does a great job, everyone seems to hold Vic Fangio against Nick Sirianni. I don't see anybody be like, well, Dan's only winning because of Ben Johnson, right? Like, both of them have coordinators that are really helping them. So... yeah, I think he's doing a great job.
And you can see in New York last year, the whole defensive coordinator who's got the gruff attitude, who says whatever he wants, who makes everybody mad. If you are the wrong kind of head coach, that can blow up like it did with Wink Martindale and Brian Daboll last year.
Yeah.
So I think there's something about Sirianni. It's interesting because he is perceived in one way as being cocky, and and chest out and me, but I think there is something to him as well that is egoless almost in the building.
And
it allows somebody like Vic Fangio to exist within that infrastructure without the sort of friction that you would get from a different head
coach. And I think sometimes people view that as a weakness. Like, people be like, he's a puppet, he doesn't get, like, I think it's a strength in some ways. Like, he gets along with Howie. He is open to the ideas about the coordinators, and it's winning. And what I would also say, and Spike, I don't know how closely you follow the NBA, but like if you look at around sports, right?
It's a good line. Thank you. Underrated Elliott.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
If you look around sports, I think there's this perception that having a ton of talent makes your job easy. Like, I don't know if that's completely true. Like, yes, you'd rather have more talent, but there are different challenges when you have talent than there are when you don't, right? We've seen a lot of really good rosters across all sports not reach what they're supposed to reach. Yep. Not because they're not talented, because the coach is bad, right? So the Jets this year, they have talent. They're a disaster. They had to fire their head coach. Their new head coach sucks. In the NBA, we see it all the time. Like, stars come, look at the Phoenix Suns, right? Like, stars come together. It's about the team, like the coach that can put it together. So yes, Nick does have a ton of talent, but his challenge is different than a challenge like, you know, a Brian Daboll, or maybe not to use that example, but
a team that's growing, Washington's coach. Yes, exactly.
It's a different type of challenge. And so I think we do this with Coach of the Year where we go, well, he's winning, but only because he has talent. That doesn't mean he's not doing a great job. His challenge is just different than another coach's challenge.
On some level, this Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, not happy, that will be on him to manage and make sure that they can be personally frustrated. I actually am impressed by the fact that they're frustrated. After everyone thought they'll sign this contract and then they won't care about performance anymore. Now, those guys want to be awesome.
Yeah.
Right? Even if they're not going to get another contract after this year, those guys want to be awesome. So that will come down to, not that he can control everything all the time, but a portion of that will come down to Sirianni making sure that those guys don't let that thing become bigger than the rest of the team.
And honestly, I think it's on him and Jalen.
Yes.
He's the quarterback. Hey, man, that's on me. I got to get you the ball.
Yeah.
I hang in there with me. I know it's a little frustrating. I got you, though. Mm-hmm. So as a quarterback, part of your job is politicking on the offensive side of the ball. When you got this many offensive mouths to feed, you're also part of keeping everybody's mind in the right frame so that everybody's thinking about the team goal. It's the head coach, especially since he's an offensive coach. The head coach and Jalen, in my opinion. And I could throw Kellen in there if I felt like he had a voice. He even speaks anytime.
Now he does nothing.
Saying something.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like that.
And the other thing, too, and Ike, I'd be curious for your perspective from when you played with Andy. But, one thing I noticed with this team, and I noticed it last night. So, Nick says the term flip and find when talking about after a player catches the ball, if you're not the one that catches it, you turn and look for who to block. What they call it, right? But what I notice is, so Nick says it, then Jalen says it, then Grant Calcaterra says it, then Goddard says it. And I think it's noteworthy that, it seems like the message Nick is saying, you hear it other players.
That's the first indication.
It resonates, right?
Yes, that's the first indicator.
I think it's a sign that it's getting through.
Yep.
I'm just curious, if you...
No, I totally agree. Okay. And we would repeat things that Big Red said in the meetings.
And they do it with Jalen, too, by the way. Keep the main thing.
I think that is a sign that your message is being received by the other guys. Mm-hmm. It definitely is a sign of it.
Speaking of Grant Calcaterra, that play.
Oh, my God. How did we not even get to that yet?
If he doesn't recover that fumble, we lose.
I rewatched it today. I'm not even kidding. 5 Washington defenders, I think you could say, were in a better position when Goddard caught that ball to make it. Calcaterra is at the Eagles 45. That ball is fumbled at the Washington 35. The fact he gets there before 5 of the Washington defenders, if this was reverse, we'd be sitting here and going, that's a poor effort play by Washington.
You know what, though? It happened so fast. I don't know if they saw it fast enough to react to it.
Right.
Meaning that when they did see it, Grant was it. I mean, that
well, that's because I think Grant, the second Goddard caught it, is already going full speed, whereas the Washington guys are not. He gets put in a better position.
Which I give him credit for because he was going full before the fumble.
Yeah. Before the fumble.
And, which is why you have to do those things to 100%. Be in position for it.
And meanwhile, Goddard, you know, when you do that, when you flail the ball like that, trying
you're
to avoid people,
it.
You're asking for it. Like Shady used to drive everybody crazy with that.
And Goddard does it quite a bit.
Didn't fumble a whole lot. Shady didn't as a player, but he did that. He did that all the time.
Which is harder to catch than Goddard is, I think.
Goddard's a big-time push for 4 or 5 extra yards, which can be good.
But the ball is always...
Yeah, a little dangerous, too.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you guys have heard it, and I haven't, but I'm very excited, too. There are two insanely embarrassing moments on WIP today.
Was this my quiz last night?
No.
Are we getting...
Okay. No, this is... We'll play that at some point. But this was today. One from the morning show and one from the midday show.
Oh, okay.
Just incredibly embarrassing, which we love doing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited to hear it.
We love pointing out other people's mistakes.
Yes.
So that will be next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action. And right now...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A little 3:30 Pearl Jam.
Can't sing this one like Creed, though.
No. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks, honorary member of the Afternoon Show, is
Thank
here.
Yeah, we do claim you, by the way.
Yeah, we claim
I know
it.
You do these little hits on these other shows, but...
Well, you're the only one that has me in studio, so...
There we go.
Wow. Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Get your holiday shopping going now, marks-jewelers.com. Who is the better Elliot?
I was going to say, you're also the only one that tweets polls about me. So
yes.
I guess it's a give and a take.
All right. So here is the question, Ike. Who is the better Elliot? Jake Elliott or Elliot Shore Parks? What do you think the voters have said?
Jake Elliott.
After Jake, now I want to just give you context.
Yes.
Jake Elliott did almost cost him the game last night, missed two field goals, missed an extra point.
Left seven points on the board.
Are you still going to go with
I'm
Jake?
I'm going to go with Jake.
A little more context. I won the media field goal competition twice.
Oh, does that change you at all?
So I know it's hard to kick.
Yeah.
I know it's
footage of it.
Well, there's a picture of me holding a check from what I'm holding. I don't know where it's at.
Yeah. So what do you think the percentage is at?
I'll go with 70%.
You're being kind.
Yeah, 89%.
Yeah. All right. Damn. I was 90 last time I looked. So.
89. Oh, really? Was it?
Yeah. Did any of you guys vote for me?
No, I did not.
This is after bad Jake Elliott.
Yeah.
Look, he is a Super Bowl champion.
He is.
Yeah. Neil, you covered that game, though.
Neil, I did cover that game. That's true.
Neil in the Northeast. Neil, you're on WIP.
Yeah. Victory! Wait, the defense has really come into its own, and Barkley's been spectacular. No doubt about it.
Yeah. So, weren't you going to sing Fly Eagles Fly for us? Isn't that the rumor?
What? Yeah. Well, I don't know. I could, you know. I'll do it like Lodo, but, you know, like at the end of my call, I'll do Fly Eagles Fly.
Oh. All right.
I wanted to ask Mr. Fritz.
Yeah.
With Painter and the Arizona Fall League.
Oh, finally. Go. This is a good thing to bring up the after Eagles, man. Yeah.
And the outfielders with Crawford. Do you think the Phillies are going to make some moves to improve?
Yes. We're going to get Crochet, okay. We're going to get Alex Bregman, we're going to get a left fielder.
Yeah. And we're going to move Bryce Harper to right field and sign Christian Walker.
This is good. This is good.
All right. Now Fly Eagles Fly?
Okay, yeah. Well, Spike, one last thing. When do you think the 2-9 now?
Yep.
When do you think the Sixers will, with Embiid back and George and McClain, will get over 500?
Me or Jack could take this one if you wanted.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Over 500, what is it, November 14th, November 15th, they'll be over 500 by the end of the year.
Okay.
All right, now sing Fly Eagles Fly.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
Yes.
Fight, Eagles, fight.
Yes.
Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit them low, hit them high.
Yes.
And watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Hit 'em high. Hit 'em low.
That was awesome.
That was really good.
Now, speaking of singing, there was some singing on the midday show today.
Oh, I did hear this.
Another bit.
So I did not
I was going to ask,
this.
Why do you think they're singing?
Oh, you didn't
singing?
Hear that?
No, I did
oh,
not.
Oh, yeah. I meant to text y'all about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I heard it.
So,
yeah.
I actually think the midday show is adorable because...
Oh, I don't know if I want to be on for this segment.
No, I think...
I like our little brothers.
Yeah. That's why I look at them. I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, like our little brothers. They want to be like big bros.
Yeah, we're singing, they're singing. It's adorable. So
they're Reading Fightin' Phils, yeah?
Yes. So here... Now, what did Jilly... What was the context of this,
So this show? Is how they open the show. They start playing Eastbound and Down, I guess, after the Eagles win on the road trip to New Orleans.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So Joe Giglio. Now, did Hugh sing?
Oh, all of them.
Oh, they all sang.
Oh, wait.
Together.
Where'd they get that idea from?
Oh, yeah. Neat
they were
idea.
Really singing, too.
Yeah. All right. Here's Giglio.
Hey! He's bound and down. Looking up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? Are we got a long way to go.
Yo, your voice.
And it's sure time to get there.
Holy hell. You could hear the one note in there that didn't go well for Giglio.
Yeah, I actually thought that was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was fun sounding.
Come on, man. He's got no tone. He's like buzzworthy.
Hugh bailed out in 5 seconds.
Yeah, Hugh doesn't want to do it. Now, when does Hugh have to shave his beard?
I think it's the end of the year.
Oh, if they give up a less than 17 points, okay, average.
And what's it at now? It's still over 17.
It's like
right?
17.5, 17, I think.
Nine. Yeah, that's just
He was happy
tough.
Zach Ertz got that last touchdown.
Yes.
And the two.
That helped.
That was right, and the two.
So was I.
Did you end up plus or minus?
Minus.
Oh, okay.
Minus. Right.
Definitely minus. Don't even ask me.
Yeah. You guys were planning on taking FanDuel down last night.
No.
They're already retiring.
Never seems to go that way.
It was only going to go one of two ways. And it didn't go the way that I wanted it to go.
It's shocking. So then,
too much defense.
Stupid freaking tush push.
Too much D.
Wow.
Well, the tush push is amazing because Jack just keeps every week making pretend that it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't get why.
Yeah, it's going to happen every week.
Yeah, it's.
Happening. I'm not going to bet on the Eagles next week.
So speaking of embarrassing moments on other shows. There was one this morning on the morning show.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently it was a very bad Eagles chant.
Oh, I didn't hear
So it. Let's hear that.
In honor of the 8-2 Eagles.
Okay. All right.
8-2 Eagles. All here right. we go.
Ready?
E!
A!
G!
No!
E!
S!
Eagles! 8-2
Eagles!
Super Bowl bound! Well, maybe.
Ooh, boy.
What's happening there?
That was a rough L for Devin.
Yeah.
Was that an L for Devin?
L.
But
it was an L for all of them, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a call and response. Have they never heard an Eagles cheer before?
Do you think they tried to coordinate that, or were they like on the fly, like we'll just alternate?
That feels like an on the fly
screw. It felt like on the fly, yes.
Yeah.
Please,
right.
I hope it was on the fly.
Yeah. There it is. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let me hear that again. Yeah.
Does that one take over for Giglio's?
Oh, man.
She's
like the female version of it.
Yeah. Do it again.
Now let's hear the Giglio's.
L.
There we go.
They can still go with Giglio.
Well, Devin also had, I think, this E earlier in the day, too.
E!
Whoa!
Hold on.
Is that the news?
No, that's
Devin
from
Katie?
That's from a few weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, what we need is we got to get the A and the G from her and the S, and then we can have our own.
We got to do it where, like, she doesn't know this is happening.
Yeah. I don't think she's going to go along with this.
Come on, Scoops.
After we get done with it today. Oh, my God.
Hi, this is the news.
God bless her.
Yeah. Poor Devin.
Yeah.
Scoops.
Scoops.
Elliot,
what do you think would have to happen? So toward the end of the year last year, we were talking about Saquon MVP.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Toward the end of the year last year, there was some energy toward a Christian McCaffrey MVP. And especially when Jalen fell off and then Dak sort of fell off and then Brock Purdy lost that game to Lamar.
Yep.
And it sort of felt like if Lamar... it was possible. There was a moment where it was possible.
Because Lamar's stats weren't that impressive. Like, he's having a much better year this year than he did last year.
So we have Lamar is the favorite. Josh Allen is third. I think Jalen's fourth.
Mahomes is second.
Mahomes is third, I think.
Mahomes is third. Okay.
Mahomes is third. But there are, so currently, Kirk Cousins has shorter odds to win the MVP.
Which is crazy.
Sam Darnold has shorter odds to win the MVP.
Which is even more crazy.
Yeah.
I just wonder what has to happen for.
So,
I think they need the one seed.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I
think you got to start there.
If he plays at this level the rest of the season, you know, a touchdown every game, some of them with two, like big plays.
This is just awful.
Sorry, that was an inadvertent drop.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You were making a great point.
Thanks. Yeah, I thought I was really getting ready to cook it. I think if they get the one seed, then I think you'll really see it start to be talked about.
We need a couple of bad Lamar games.
Yep, you do. You're gonna need them.
Well,
to
the Eagles
come
are gonna
down.
Get one well, shot to have it happen.
Get one,
too.
Seed, get one head up shot. Yep. Yep. So
if he outplays him in that game,
exactly, and going up against his defense,
yeah,
it's possible. He's gonna need a lot of help. The quarterbacks have to fall off a little bit, and we need to stop using the tush push at the 1 yard line on first down.
Yeah, we're gonna.
I mean,
need
if we're gonna use
touchdowns.
It, why can't we just wait till third down?
So, but do you think with that though, like if you're voting for MVP, shouldn't you be aware enough of why his touchdown total is low? Like I get what you're saying. If he had 20 touchdowns and not 14, like yes, that looks more impressive on paper.
Right.
But if you have an MVP vote, so in theory you follow the league at a relatively close level, I would think you would be intelligent enough to look and go, yes, he doesn't have as many touchdowns, but we all know why.
Right.
Like, so maybe it won't be as big of a deal as we think.
Well,
the touch push isn't a secret. I mean,
I think you're overestimating how much everybody thinks about their
vote.
Well,
that's the unfortunate part.
They just look and see the stats at the end, and they have some awareness of context. But if it's really just going to be about all these other things. The Eagles need the one seed. They got to beat Baltimore. In that game, maybe they pick off Lamar twice. And because what's got to happen is there's got to be one moment where it turns.
Yep.
And that game could be a moment where it turns.
Well, I also think what's happening with Jalen this year is if he keeps having the year he's having, I wonder how much he's going to shift the conversations about running backs. Like McCaffrey did it for sure. But now that Saquon's doing it, well, I wonder if another running back will get paid a lot of money.
The three best running backs in football are Mixon, Henry, and Saquon.
And they all left their teams.
Yeah, like the idea of not paying a running back or like the idea that they can't be MVPs, I could picture, to your point, that gaining some momentum. Like it becomes a talking point. Like it's smart to pay them. Look how what an impact they have. They beat Baltimore. And then all of a sudden it's, well, why can't a running back be MVP? Like it has to be a narrative thing.
Sure. Yeah. And one winning one could change it. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
Come on, Spike, with that.
Your stuff on the internet lately not making me all that happy, but go ahead.
Here's the problem, bro. It ain't me. You responding to people responding to me. I'm saying one thing. Somebody will say something, and you blame me with the fuck. Oh, what they say.
Whoa.
I'm not saying nothing.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just not me.
Sure.
You know, I'm just saying what I'm saying.
Sure.
I ain't saying nothing.
Hashtag Team Justin.
Yeah. Yeah. We're bigger Justin fans than we are OG fans.
I'm throwing my truth out there. See, here's what y'all got to understand.
Can you just talk about
y'all
Jalen?
Running
Hurts.
Knowledge
without college,
campaign,
yeah.
Right?
What's that?
Y'all running the campaign, and y'all running a good narrative campaign. I got to admit that.
No, we're not.
I have to be the one to come and back Jalen up because there's not many people out here doing it. So I'm the voice of the Jalen Hurts crew. Y'all are the voice of the bashing of Jalen Hurts.
No. It's not true. It's not true. Can you just make your point?
You just swing and don't get swung back on. So anyway, let me make my point.
Okay.
And this is what people don't realize. Everybody, the last two games, y'all say Jalen didn't look good, right? Okay. Right. I give you that one. You know why? You know that the familiarity of the offense was with Dallas. Kellen Moore, Mike McCarthy. This is what y'all looking at. You're looking at Brian Johnson feeding Washington information on him. That's called a book. So when things aren't there, Jalen, and you're in his windows where they're expected to be at. Nobody said nothing about this today. How about the damn the tush push on the 20-yard line? I bet people appreciated that then because we could not give that ball back to Washington.
Yeah, but
last
Bogey,
night.
Here's where I disagree with you, because I think your point about Brian Johnson's a fair one, right? Like that certainly had an impact. But there were throws last night that were there to be made that were open, right? So it wasn't like there was nothing there because they know what to run and like there were plays there to be made he did not make.
Well, you don't be on the show that much when I'm on.
So but I listen to all your calls. Come on, man. Yeah. Odyssey app.
But let me land my plane. That's not what I'm talking about. I wasn't impressed with Jalen's performance last night.
Right,
so I would say that. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is this here. I had two drop passes out of 10. He had 10 incompletions. You got two drops. Then you got the 8. That four of them is on him. How about the 3rd and 22? The one that you ran a flea flicker or whatever that was. That's a part of that. The Mekhi Becton hold that turned that. So y'all have to put all of this into the equation.
Yep, we do.
So I don't think he played bad. I don't think he played good.
What letter grade would you give him for last night?
A C-.
That's what I gave him.
That's good.
Wow.
Okay,
that's
then just say he played bad.
That's fair.
Welcome to the narrative.
No turnovers. Here's what the thing is. Saquon Barkley, I love him to death. Saquon Barkley gets to tap out when he gets tired. Jalen got dinged up. I'm sure he was concussed. All right? He got
hurt on
certain plays. No one, y'all don't take none of that into account. Get up, Jalen, and you just weak.
So he was concussed. So the NFL, which had maybe the biggest sports lawsuit of all time, the biggest controversy and of all time about concussions that has had. There's one guy on the Bears who's been in concussion protocol for 6 weeks.
Wow!
And he goes into the tent, the quarterback, the most visible guy. He
prime
goes
time
into the
game
tent,
too.
Primetime game, gets checked for a concussion. They clear him, but you suggest he still had one anyway.
Okay, this is my opinion. That's all. I'm sure, you know, ain't nobody going to jail over.
Do you think he should have came out of the game?
No.
Okay.
No. I think if he was okay, he'd continue to play.
Okay.
But I'm saying is that y'all have to take stuff into account and put things in proper perspective. You know what I'm saying? I understand y'all want to see Jalen fail and all this stuff. Jalen,
here we
still,
go.
All the stuff he went
so
through,
dumb.
He still outperformed the guy that y'all said was rookie of the year, head and shoulders better than Jalen.
Yeah.
He didn't look better than Jalen last night.
He did.
Here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do, OG. I want you to quit saying y'all. I want you to name specifically who you're speaking to.
Yes.
Okay. Well, when I say y'all,
Ike,
that means Ike Reese.
Well, no, you can't possibly be talking about me. I defend the guy on this damn show all the time.
No, Ike, you do it sometimes. You do it like a –
You know how I do it, OG? I don't do it blindly.
Mm.
I do it when it's necessary. I defend him when I feel like he's being overly criticized. There are times when he should be criticized.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There were some things you dropped on the pregame show.
Uh-huh. Talk to me.
You know, and you put some stuff out there that was a little, you know. You know what I'm saying? You got a different relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
I'm trying to work on these young puppies here. You know what I'm saying? I got to get Spike in order. I got.
Are you trying to say there's something I put out on the pregame show that wasn't accurate? Is that what you're saying?
No, he thinks that what you should do is because he thinks. See, the thing that is frustrating about this. Let's take me out of it. Take Jack out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to talk about Ike and OG.
Yeah.
So Ike calls it. Pretty much down the middle.
Yeah.
So when he plays bad, he says he plays bad. When he plays good, he says he plays good. So, but every time there's any criticism, you think that shouldn't be done. But like Ike's job, if Ike's the football guy on the show, his credibility is dependent on his analysis of the game. So if he thinks he's not playing well, he shouldn't just not say that because he's supposed to be on some team. This is not about, we all want the Eagles to win.
Right.
I can get, and I'm not going to speak for Jack on this one, but I'll speak for me. I would rather Jalen Hurts complete every pass he throw for 4 touchdowns a week, win MVP and win the Super Bowl, than be right about him. I would much rather that happen. We're all Eagles fans. We all want that to happen. But in Ike specifically, he's just saying, so are you saying that he shouldn't say what he sees simply to make sure that there's some sort of like
to make
balance?
People feel like I like him or something?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I
okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm glad y'all allowed me to be a part of this conversation. But Spike, everything you just said, I never said that that's what I want out of Ike. I'm a real truthful dude. If you got something negative to say about Jalen, the only thing I ever said was make sure it's warranted.
But that's what he's doing.
That's what I'm doing. From my perspective, I'm giving you my opinion, and I feel it's warranted. I don't think I unjustifiably criticize Jalen. I don't think I overly criticize Jalen. If anything, I overly defend him. Like, if anything, like I do with most of the stars in this town. Right? Like, we know that. I got a track record. I'm here. So
Bryce, Joel.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. On and on and on and on and on. Right, OG?
Yep.
Okay.
And Ike. Because you're giving your opinion, right?
Yeah.
It makes it your opinion. Don't make it right, and it don't make
it wrong.
Oh,
no, I agree. Exactly. Yeah, I agree with that. Yes.
And as OG, I can disagree with some of your opinions. Some of.
I love it. Listen, you and I have been disagreeing for years, so it don't stop us from having the conversation. I'm just saying I'm not coming from a place where I don't think any of us are. I don't even want to separate myself. I don't think we here are coming from a place where somehow we're biased or we wish an ill will on Jalen or we don't want him to succeed. Like that, I don't understand how that benefits anybody.
Well, it don't benefit you, but it's called human nature, right?
You mean the will to want to be right?
Yes. You
okay.
Know what I'm so my opinion is Jalen is better than what y'all project him to be.
Top 10.
Yep, that's it. That's my opinion.
Well,
your opinion is that he's number one.
Well, yeah, you had the opinion that he's number one.
And then you had Jared Goff ranked ahead of him once.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I'll go find it. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I might have put Jared Goff for 1 week, and that was 2 weeks ago.
Okay, well, that's not. No, I didn't. That's 2 weeks ago, OG. All right.
I didn't say that my list was fluent. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Get out of here.
Does Jared Goff play?
Did you say fluid or fluent?
He said fluent, but he meant fluid.
Okay. Yes. Get out of here.
Don't start it.
All right, get out of here. Oh, gee, Wade.
That was good stuff.
I gotta have a therapy session with him.
Yeah.
Well, and just to be clear, I'm the only objective member here as a part of the media with the press pass.
Yeah.
I'm the only objective
member. Exactly.
Jesus Christ. It's just my opinion. It's just my opinion. Coach of the year.
Well, we have three tough games in a row here. So we keep saying every week that this will be the game, but Rams, Ravens, Steelers is a gauntlet. You know?
I mean, I'm sure we'll talk obviously about this next week, but I think the Rams game is a underrated tough one.
We were saying that earlier.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk of like trap games this year. To me, this is the first true. They're riding high. Like,
yes.
I'm worried about this one. I think you just have to split the next two. If you beat the Rams, you can lose. It'll be an acceptable loss to Baltimore.
You think we're going to Los Angeles on national TV and losing?
I think there's a chance.
To the Rams?
Yeah. Not that the Rams aren't better by any stretch, but I think there is a trap
against
game
this
element.
Defense?
Yeah. The defense isn't going to play like this every week.
Against this quarterback?
It just is what it is. Like this same defense got lit up by Tampa. Like there are going to be games where they don't play well. They are due for a clunker.
Yeah, I'm not totally out. I was riding the Rams for a little while, and they played horrible last week. I'm not out on them putting it together and be. They're a professional.
And they're a desperate team.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I think I'm going to pick the Eagles to win. I think it's a tougher game than it seems.
All right. Thank you, Elliot. Appreciate
Thank you
coming
for having
in.
Me.
Now, we don't usually get to get jaws. Oh,
I'm about ready to pump my win total up.
Oh, well.
12-5 might not have been good enough.
Are you going to 14?
They're going to need 13 to get the one seed.
Yeah.
They might need 14.
They might need, yeah. I mean, the Lions schedule is
I think they need
tough,
14
but,
to get it.
Yeah, that's what he's
I
saying.
I think they need 14.
Yeah. I mean, Lions.
I think we got room for one more loss.
I agree. They got one more and they could get it. Two more, you would need Detroit. I mean, they have the Niners, the Vikings, the Packers.
Yeah.
They have one more tough one in there I can't think of.
Well, yeah, and we have these three, and then we have Washington again.
And Pittsburgh.
And Pittsburgh. Yes, yeah, so I said these next three.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then Washington.
But well, one member of the show had his team going 16-1, so.
Oh, yeah. And then you got yelled at by our program director.
I had to have a talk about my predictions.
Yeah.
You could end up being the closest one.
How about that?
Per usual.
Yeah.
Yep. And I called this run.
right. Well, we don't usually get to talk to Jaws right after a game. Usually we talk to Jaws before the game, but Jaws will join us next. We'll get his opinion on all this stuff. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and oh, by the way, before Elliot, Go Birds podcast comes out every single day.
Appreciate
Go Birds Daily. Subscribe in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Start
the day with
a little Elliot.
Best way.
Yes.
But you guys don't understand how small it is.
You know how many people come up to me and ask what size shoe I'm wearing now?
It's good.
Yeah. And I always tell them it's a different one every day.
All right. Jaws is next. This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.